There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's getting closer to midnight. I tried to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lear on the Line. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is officially a week into November. And I'm feeling the fucking Christmas spirit. I'm feeling it. I'm really feeling festive. I've been listening to Christmas music nonstop. Oh, I wanna pretend we're at the North Pole. Who's your favourite Christmas, like, album? Mine's Ariana Grande. Shock. It really is. I just love it. Are you with it this Christmas? Honestly, it's such good vibes. But I'll be honest, you can't beat the classics. You can't beat the classics. Do you know what I mean? Driving home for Christmas, you can't beat them. Do you know what I mean? I'm feeling really festive, you guys. I'm like, my Christmas shopping's half done. I've been buying new pajamas left, right, center. That's how you know it's Christmas season, right? I made apple pies the other night. I'm already drinking the Bailey's hot choc. Now all that's left to do is put the Christmas tree up. Is it too early? I know there's like a day that you're supposed to do it, but do you know what I say? Fuck 'em. Life is short, okay? Oh, that's going to trigger me. But you know what I mean? Christmas is one day. Why not drag the fucking thing out, you know? Because the thing is, once Christmas is over... Whoa. I actually couldn't speak then. Oh my God. What just happened to me? What I was going to say is, put me in Boxing Day. Bring on Boxing Day. I'm depressed. I remember the feeling as a child, right? When Boxing Day hit... It was like someone had died. No joke. I had like a come down. It's like, do you know what it is? I think I get really overwhelmed very easily. Well, we all know that. It's no secret. But there's such a big build up to Christmas, you know, the lights, you go and visit Santa. And do you know what? That's one thing that doesn't make any fucking sense, right? I think I've said this on here before, but how come, you know, When you're a kid and Santa's coming to see you, it's like, right, get into bed, don't let him see you, Christmas Eve, don't let him see you. I literally sat on his lap last week in Woolworths. That's what I don't understand. Do you know what I mean? And the maths ain't mathing. I don't really understand why, you know, the kids are told you gotta hide from Santa on Christmas Eve, but... I literally met him. I meet him every year. Like, I literally told him what to get me. Like, why can't I just go, oh my God, like, so crazy seeing you again. Like, oh my God, like, did you get me what I asked you for last week? Like, do you know what I mean? Interesting. But anyway, what was I saying? That's it. Like, the whole build up for it. You know, you're going to the Christmas markets. You're going to see the Christmas lights turn on. You're doing all your Christmas shopping. All the family's getting together. You're wrapping all the presents. You're getting all excited. It's over. Literally over. And then, do you know what the worst part is? Yeah, you've got New Year's. Yeah. That's all right. Nothing. Then you have nothing. January, February, March, I'm in a dark, deep, dark hole. Deep, deep, dark hole of like, what is this? I need holidays in the months, I think. The Canary Islands are very hot in those months. Well, they're not very hot, but like they're warm. You know, they're lovely. But... seriously, I can't deal with it. Like, I get so excited for Christmas. Like, you better believe. I'm so happy right now. I'm so happy. Christmas is approaching. I'm so excited. I want to decorate the house. I'm just so excited about it all. And then all of a sudden, it's over. And then you got, like, 3 months of just pure hell and nothingness. And then you're just waiting for summer. Please, summer. It's just dark, dark, short days. And you're just like, please, it's so cold. I'm just waiting for summer. Please, please, please. So... somebody needs to invent a holiday in January to March. Is there one? Oh, I guess there's Valentine's, actually. But again, one day. And there's not like a big build up to it, you know? It's just like, oh shit, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow. Fuck. But yeah, honestly, I am excited for Christmas, and I'm really sorry if it's too early to be saying that, you guys, but I don't think so. You know, let's live a little, you know what I mean? I'm excited. Let's get excited about it together. All right, guys, so I'm really excited for this episode. It's just our Tuesday usual, you know, weekly debate dilemmas. Thank you so much to everybody that sent them in. Let's get straight into it, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Leah on the Line. Head to leahontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for being in my company. Thank you so much for having me in yours. Let's get straight into the weekly debate, guys. So this one is inspired by one of our dilemmas today. It says, if you were exchanging explicit messages with someone and then realized they had a partner, what would you do? So let's have a little look, because we have spoke about what would you do if you were seeing someone or slept with someone or got with someone and then realized they had a partner. But when it's just messaging, obviously still cheating in my eyes, but when it is different, you know, you've just messaged, you might not have actually met, like whatever, then what are you doing? Because I feel like if you've slept with someone, it kind of makes it more like, well, I'm going to fucking tell their girlfriend or boyfriend, you know, we've had sex. But if it's messaging, are you just, oh, fuck, run away, get out of that situation? Or are we still going to tell the partner? So let's have a little look. Let's have a little look what you guys are saying. Block and get out of that situation. Not say anything unless I know them. I would send screenshots to the partner. If they don't want to believe me, that's not my problem. Yeah, I mean, sounds a bit savage. But I feel you. I do feel you. Send the screenshots to their partner. Tell them to tell their partner, or I will. Ghost them. Then if I knew they had a girlfriend, I'd tell her. If I didn't know, I would just run and hide. Also, we're telling them, okay. Ghost 1,000%. Tell the partner. If it was for fun, then continue. You little bitch. Oh my God. Stay away from my man. If it was for fun, then continue. If it was for something more serious, cut them off their bad news. Babe, they literally have a girlfriend or boyfriend. But you do your best, team. Tell their partner. Stop straight away. Call them out on it and find out their reasoning as to why they think it's okay. Yeah, true. Like, part of me would want to be like, are you fucking all right? Are you fucking on drugs? Who remembers that? I can't remember her name on Big Brother. Oh my God, I'm so annoyed. What's her name? But yeah, facts. Immediately stop and block without question. Tell them to come clean to their partner, and if they don't, I would. If this happened to me, I'd do everything in my power to get hold of their partner. I'd be angry and petty. Tell the partner, us girls have to stick together. Yeah, we fucking do. We do. Kick off at them about how disrespectful that is. Maybe tell their partner if they don't. Someone just says, I would just stop. Yeah. Cut ties ASAP. Done, done, and done. Delete and block in sheer panic. I'd probably also feel mortified and so embarrassed. Yeah, that's so true. I didn't think about that. Like, part of you would feel like, obviously, the main feeling I'm imagining is you'd just be like, fuck, shit, he's got a girlfriend or whatever. But also, you'd feel right mugged off, wouldn't you? Yeah, I'm forgetting about that part of it, to be honest. Abort mission immediately. I would just stop. It wouldn't be nice to be done on you. I'd say, I thought you had a girlfriend, and see what their response is, then send it to her. Oh, good. Yeah, set up a trap. Report to the police. If they can do that, what else can they do? Oh, my good God. Yeah, I mean, whatever. Yeah. Stop immediately and find their partner's socials, send them screenshots and apologize. Oh yeah, that's the thing. Like, we have to, if you're ever in this situation, please be kind to their partner, you know, like, even though you haven't done anything wrong, I do think it is just common courtesy to be like, look, I'm so sorry, I had no idea. Do you know what I mean? Give me the ick. Poor girlfriend unaware, been in both shoes, and just vomit emoji. I'd let them know I know, and then tell them I'm telling their partner and ghost them. I know you got a girlfriend, by the way, and I'm going to go and tell her. block. Tell their partner, then fuck them off. Tell their partner, if my boyfriend was doing this, I would defo want to know. Yeah. Definitely tell the girlfriend, would hope somebody would do the same for me if it was my boyfriend. Withdraw immediately, apologize I wasn't aware and that he was... Oh, and if he was sending them back, I'd DM their partner ASAP. I'd wish the same in return. Straight up say, I know you have a partner, I choose violence. Tell them to fuck off. Love it. I'd want to know if I was the girl. Yeah. Wait for the next message. Ask if their partner wants to join in too. Oh my god. Tell her, apologize and explain he said he was single. Yeah, love that from you. Stop, I would feel so guilty. Block, delete and always tell the poor partner. Stop immediately and tell them what a worthless piece they are to do that to their partner. Yeah. So what we have learned is, I think most of you guys from the responses, do you know what? Not even by much, but I'd say just over half of the responses are saying tell the partner, and the other rest are saying I would just block and run. So kind of scary to think that not everyone is going to have your back and be like, look, babes, I'm really sorry, I didn't know, but this is what's been going down, you know? I feel like it's... But to be honest, I totally understand why you wouldn't. I completely get that. I don't even know if I would. Let's be real, I don't know. Part of me would just want to fucking run away, because like some of you said, like, you would be embarrassed as well, and you'd be like, you'd feel like a prick, so you just want to pretend it never happened, not have to think about it, not have to feel anything towards it again, and just like block and run. So yeah, I don't know if I would either. It's a difficult one, because at the end of the day, it would be selfish not to tell their partner. Do you know what I mean? That I think if I didn't tell their partner, that would just be me being selfish, because I'd want it to just go away and disappear, and I would feel so much guilt, so I'd want to just like pretend it never happened. But that would be me being selfish, to be fair, if I think about it, you know? Like, if we're thinking about other people here, telling the partner is probably the right thing to do, as long as you do it gently and apologize, I'm so sorry, I had no idea. Or like, even if you did have an idea, even if you did know, I still think people make mistakes, and you have a duty to then come to the partner and say, look, I'm really disappointed in myself for doing this, as I know you're together, but, you know, upon reflection, it was wrong of me. You don't have to forgive me. I wouldn't forgive me if I were you, but me and your boyfriend or me and your girlfriend have been messaging. I do have screenshots if you'd want to see them, but I understand if you wouldn't. But it just felt like the right thing to do to come and tell you, you know? But, you know, I don't blame you if you hate me. You know, if you did know they had a partner and you still did it, but that would be crazy. All right, guys. Thank you so much for sending in your responses. I feel like we are pretty split between two things, which is kind of good, because there's only two ways here. Either way, they're getting cut off. Actually, there was a couple people that said I'd carry on, wasn't there? So we've got to keep an eye out for these ones. All right. Okay, guys, I love you. Let's get into some dilemmas. Hey, babes. Okay, let's get into some dilemmas, whatever it is that you're doing today. I'm so excited that we're spending some time together, you know, some one-on-one bestie time. It always feels good, me and you, you know. Okay, we're going to kick it off with this one, because it says, I hate my boyfriend's friends and they hate me. I think I've been in this position before, to be honest, and it's fucking stress. Okay, let's have a little look. Hey, Leah, just wanted to say I love your podcast. Always the first to put it on when a new ep comes out. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you. Please don't include names. I don't want to get exposed. Okay, and as I scanned through it, when I picked them, you have included names. And you saying that gives me impression that they're not fake names. So I'm going to have to really focus and change these names and not read out the ones you've put in, just in case they're the real ones. Okay, but, you know, PSA, always fake names, babe, baby girls. All right. Love you. Okay. Sorry if this is long, but I'm really stuck. Me and my boyfriend have been together only a few months now and are 19 and 20, but we are like best friends. He has a small group of friends and I have my small group of girls. We're from the same areas but don't know each other or each other's friends. However, as I'm in uni, I end up coming to his a lot on the weekends, which leads to me coming out with his friends. Okay, this is good. This is fun. He's been friends with his group for way longer time than I've been with him, so I gave him the benefit of the doubt, but I just can't stand them. Oh my God, babe. Okay, we got this. Anyways, my boyfriend, and then she's put, his name is Bleep, so we're going to change it to Jack. I really can't mess this up. Anyways, my boyfriend, his name is Jack, is very outgoing and likes doing things like going out and going to raves, etc. Oh my God, crazy. I've never been to a rave in my life. I couldn't think of anything worse. Okay. Right, they're raving it up. So do I. So when we got together, we ended up doing this a lot with each other. He has one other friend, Bleep. We're going to call him Luke. Okay, so we've got boyfriend Jack and Jack's friend Luke. Oh God, this is stressful. Who also loves doing this, but his other friends in his group doesn't. They just like to go to the pub and more chill vibes. Yeah, my kind of people. My kind of people. I mean, you're also my kind of people, but I can never rave. I'm too anxious for that. All right. Anyway, me and Luke and Jack started to go out and go to raves together. Luke would stay at mine on the sofa when Jack would stay because we would go out, etc. Okay, fantastic. So Luke, you and Jack, you're having sleepovers. Love it. You're getting on well by the sounds of it. And I would really like him. Didn't know his other friends as well, but all round I got good vibes, even though I knew Jack was so different to them and way more mature. Love it. We love Jack. However, recently I've started to see cracks. Luke started saying things about the girls in my friendship group that would kind of throw me off, like making fun of them or just being creepy when they all had no interest in him. Okay, what are you doing? What are you doing, Luke? He would then sleep with some of my friends and try and get with their besties. Okay, so he's just a little rat. Okay, Luke's a little rat. That's fine. Just strange behavior. Then this is more recently. It is Jack's birthday. And we had planned to go out, me, him, his friends, my friends. Oh no, sorry. To go out, me, him, and his friends. Full stop. My friends were also out, so I was going to meet them there, but also spend time with Jack. This is what he wanted and what he had suggested, so I didn't feel unwanted or anything like that. Okay, this is great. You're going out with your BF and his mates, and your friends are out, so you're going to go out and meet them as well. Love it. Okay. Until whenever I mentioned this night out when it was coming closer, Jack would gently push me to go with my friends. I mean, fair, yeah, you know, he's just thinking of you. Would you not rather hang out with the girls, babe? That's fine if you do. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about me. I thought nothing of it until I looked at the lads' group chat. Oh, not the lads' group chat. It is hell in there. It is hell in there. All it was his friends' group being horrible about me and telling me to stay at home and that Luke is going to make Jack cheat on me. Luke, you can fuck off. Seriously, piss off, Luke. Jack replying very well, saying that he wants me there and he would never cheat on me, as he should, you know? I ended up going out with my friends anyway as I felt unwanted. No, I'm not being funny. If that's me, you better disown that boy, honey. You better disown that little rat. No, but 100% I'm confronting Luke in that situation. What the fuck's the matter with you? Are you jealous? Are you single, lonely and jealous? Or you want to be in your fuckboy era, which is fine. We'll do your thing, but it makes you feel insecure that you're doing it alone and you want a friend to do it with, so you're trying to drag my boyfriend Jack into it with you because you don't have the balls to just go out there and be single on your own. Go out there and be single on your own. Leave my boyfriend out of this. Leave our relationship alone and go and do your thing and piss off. Anyway. Okay, I went out with my friends as I felt unwanted, but when I was out, it got to about 2 and I was tired and wanted to go home. Jack was texting me the same, that he wanted to go home as well. So we both met and we were going to go home. His friends then turned up and started having a go at me and Jack for Jack leaving. I'm not being funny. Get a fucking grip of yourselves, boys. If the boy wants to go home because he's had enough of the night out, let him go. Why does that affect you? You can stay out and have fun. You can literally stay out. He's had enough. He's had enough. And so have I. So we might as well go home together. Like, what? Okay, I don't like this. He was really down about falling out of his friends when we got home, and I felt to blame. His friends now hate me and hate Jack having a girlfriend, and I hate them, and I don't know what to do. Jack doesn't understand that friends come and go, so he feels the need to stick with them even if he doesn't agree with anything that they say or do. Really need advice on what to do with this situation, as I can see it getting to him and I don't want it to come between me and Jack in the end. Would really appreciate any advice. Sorry if it's long. Love you so much, Leah. Oh my god, we've got a pic. Oh my god, you're the most gorgeous girl I've ever seen. You've got a gorgeous, beautiful dimple. Wow, that is some clear skin if I've ever seen it. Absolutely stunning. The BF looks sweet. It's lovely. You're at a rave by the looks of things, by the neon green lighting. Love and life. Okay.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Do you know what I think? I think Jack, bless him, has obviously been friends with these guys for however long, and he has grown into someone that's different to his friends now. He may have been like that before, but now he's a boyfriend-girlfriend type of guy. He gets bored on nights out and he's ready to go home. He's the kind of guy that can say, I'm not going to stay out of peer pressure. I've had enough and I've enjoyed myself. I've had a good night tonight and I'm going to call it a night, boys. I'll see you later. And then go home and have a nice snuggle with my girlfriend. Maybe a bit of sex, you know? And there is nothing, absolutely categorically nothing wrong with that. What the problem is here is his friends sound like a bunch of twats. So obviously it's hard, like if you've been friends with someone for a while and then you think, well, they're just my mates, you know, it's not a question, they're my mates, we're having a shit time at the moment. I think he will eventually get to the point, hopefully, where he will just go, do you know what, we have changed, you know, as we're getting older, you're not really the kind of people I want to hang out with anymore. And to be honest, if I was friends with people that were messaging me saying, I'm going to make Leah cheat on Jamie tonight, I wouldn't find it fun to be in their company. And therefore, eventually, I'm not going to be making plans with these people and hanging out with them because I'm not going to feel good around them. So I think, I don't know if there's anything you can do. You definitely don't need to feel bad. You have done nothing wrong. His friends are the problem. They're rude, mean. They're having a go at him because he wants to go home at the end of a night out. Like, that is the sort of like immature peer pressure that we just don't like. We don't need. So I don't know, if you want to talk to him and comfort him and say like, look, do you know what? You're different now. Like, you've grown, you've matured. you're ready to call it a night every now and then. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes he might want to rave it up till 7 a.m. That's fine. But not every time. Sometimes it gets to 2 a.m. and he's like, I'm ready to call it a night. I've had a great time. Don't want to stay out too late. Don't want too much of a hangover. I'm going to go home. That's just kind of part, like when you get to my age, which is 26, right? It's very unusual that you will want to be out past 2 a.m. You get to the point where you're like, right, fuck me. If I get home now, I'm only going to have 6 hours sleep. So obviously you're a lot younger. I think you said you're 19, 20. So you're in your party time. Like, love it. I mean, to be fair, I should probably be in my party time, but I ain't. Don't know if I've ever had one. Only at uni, to be fair. And that is the days where I would stay out till 5 a.m. and go to work at 7 a.m. for a 12-hour shift. Like, what the fuck was that? But anyway, so I just think maybe talk to him and be like, look, you just need to ask yourself, are these the kind of people you want to associate yourself with? And do they have a good influence on you? Do they have a good impact on your emotions and how you feel and your mental health? And like, yeah, they might be a laugh and they might be fun, but look, you're having to defend your girlfriend in the group chat. Like, you're fighting for your life in the group chat because they're telling you they're going to make you cheat on me. That's not fun. Like, that's not friendship. That's not what friendship's about. Friendship is about enjoying each other's company, supporting each other, having a laugh together, respecting each other, respecting each other's relationships. They're obviously young and they want to be lads, 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 lads. He's got a girlfriend that he's very happy and comfortable with and loves spending time with, and they're jealous, and it makes them feel insecure. It makes them feel like, well, why would you rather be with her than hang out with the boys, mate? Why would you not want to hang out with the boys? Because I don't. I just don't. I don't need to explain that to you. Tonight, I just don't, and that's fine. So, yeah, I think it is just a case of, like, maybe he needs to admit that he doesn't actually like them. Do you know what I mean? Like, well, maybe he does. Maybe he does, but maybe ask him why. Like, what about these friends is so great? You know, they've made you feel shit. They've made you feel really shit when you've come home that night because you left with me. They're telling you to cheat on your girlfriend. They've had a go at me. They now hate me. I don't like them. So, you know what, don't put him on the spot of like, what do you like about him? What do you even like about him? Genuinely, like, I'm asking a genuine question. Like, tell me what it is about these friends that is good. Let's weigh it all up, you know, because then for the sounds of things, they're not very nice people, or at least not the kind of people that want to be friends with someone in a relationship for some reason. But we all know them people, don't we? Like, we've all had them friends that they just want you to be single because it's more fun for them. Do you know what I mean? Selfish, like, selfish wants, you know? So yeah, that's what I think on that situation. I just think I'm really happy that you two are happy together. You seem, you know, you go to raves together. Like, this is a dream relationship. And then you communicate well. He defends you and your relationship. Like, I love you together, and I'm rooting for you guys. So yeah, I love you. Stick together, guys. All right, next dilemma. Okay, so hi. Sorry if this is long, but I'm going to get straight into it. Me and my ex broke up in April 2022. Going back to May 2022. Oh, wait, I'm so confused. May is after April. It says, going back to May 2022, he was my first boyfriend and really the first person to show me how amazing love was. Is this meant to say May 2021? Maybe? Okay, we'll read on and see what's going on here. He was my first boyfriend and really the first person to show me how amazing love was. We both came out as gay to our friends and family for each other, and I made the awful decision to move out at 16 from Coventry to Leicester for my boyfriend. Big steps, babe. Oh my God. Okay. Things were amazing for a while, but quickly turned volatile and manipulative. Oh no, babe. I definitely say he love bombed me. Anyway, fast forward to today, or more specifically 2 days ago, and he messaged me out of the blue, like I'm sure we all do. I would occasionally check up on him and found out he had a new boyfriend. Shit. Okay, so he's messaging you. Oh wait, I've just realized this is the dilemma that inspired the fucking weekly debate. I'm such an idiot. I literally forgot about this dilemma. Oh my God. Okay, we're in this. Okay, so your ex-boyfriend's got a new boyfriend. He's messaging you now. And he's in a relationship. Okay. Anyway, the conversation was a little awkward. This kind of threw me this bit, guys. The conversation was a little awkward, but the outcome being we ended up sending nudes. How does it go from this is kind of awkward to like, show me your dick? But I love it. No, I don't love it. I don't love it. He has a boyfriend. Let's, you know, we don't love that. I feel genuinely awful about this, and I'm feeling so let down by myself. But now I'm faced with the dilemma of whether to come clean and message his ex with proof or just stay quiet. Please help. P.S. I love, love, love the pod, and just want to say you're honestly the most amazing, beautiful human. Sorry, guys. This is just a private moment between us. Keep doing what you're doing and never forget how much you're helping others. Oh, I love you. That is so nice. I love you so much. Okay, so we were in a relationship. It ended April 2022. You and your ex-boyfriend, okay? It turned nasty. It was a love bomb. It turned toxic. Relationship ends, okay? We're doing the odd check-in like people do, yeah? Then you see he's got a new boyfriend, right? Okay. Then other day, literally the other day, sends you a little message, okay? What do you want? A bit awkward. Now we're sending nudes. Mm-hmm. Now we're sending nudes. And now the heat of the moment. It's okay. It's in the heat of the moment. You know, it's an ex. The feelings are there. The emotions are there. Also, when somebody moves on, you feel that sense of rejection, even when you don't want them. Sometimes, you know, not all the time, obviously, but sometimes you can feel that like, oh, okay, you're not crying over me then. Oh, okay, fair enough. Like, whatever. And then suddenly they're showing you attention and you're thinking, mm-hmm. This is good for my ego. This is definitely good for the ego. Maybe we'll take it a bit further, start flirting. Now we're sending nudes. I get it. It's okay. Don't worry. We're not judging you. But the heat of the moment is over. Those feelings have passed. And now it's, oh, fuck. I'm a dick. What have I done? I feel awful. I feel genuinely awful. And now you're faced with the dilemma of to come clean, message the ex. Oh, message his ex. So they're not together anymore. You said, but now I'm faced with the dilemma of whether to come clean and message his ex with proof or just stay quiet. So I'm confused if your boyfriend, so you said your ex-boyfriend, you stalked him and saw that he had a new boyfriend. Oh my God. Sorry, I'm getting all clogged up. Found out he had a new boyfriend. But now we're calling... Now we're saying, shall I message his ex? Okay, either way. If it's his ex, absolutely no. We don't message the ex. We just, probably shouldn't have done that. Let's let go of it. But I don't know why you'd feel so awful if it was an ex. So maybe you mean his boyfriend. Maybe you didn't mean to say his ex. Because I'm imagining that they're still together. You said, I saw that he had a new boyfriend. Now we're messaging. We sent nudes. Do I message him? I feel really, really bad. So I'm going to assume that your ex is still with somebody else while all this has happened. So we did the weekly debate, right? And I think what we've come to the terms, what we've learned to understand is the only reason we don't is selfish, which is okay. It's okay to be selfish, you know. It's, oh my God, I feel embarrassed. I feel guilty. I want out of this situation. Block, pretend it never happened. We understand that, right? Or it's, let me message the partner and say, look, I feel like you deserve to know this. And it's difficult because you're the ex. It may not go down too well for you. It may look like you did it maliciously, let's be real. It made it like you're like, hey, I'm so sorry, but like me and Dave have been sending nudes, and like, and it might be like, the fucking ex, really? Like, let's be real, you're the ex. You've been up in conversation. You're the ex, right? So if you were to pop up and say, I've been sending nudes with Dave, that's gonna fucking sting. That is going to hurt like a bitch. But unfortunately, that's where we are. So I think it is your decision if you want to message them. But if you don't, I understand that. And I would understand why you wouldn't. And what I would do is block your ex and run for the hills. We want nothing to do with it. They were not nice to you when you were together. He was nasty. He love bombed you. We don't want anything to do with him. Let's block. Let's leave that situation. He's getting nothing else from you ever again. Or we go to the new partner. The risk with it is there are nudes involved, and that makes me really nervous. That puts me on edge. Like, explicit images are involved here. So you don't know people. You don't know what people are capable of. And that's what worries me. That's what would make me want to run away, because there are nudes involved. I don't want to piss anyone off. Whatever. Maybe I would message your ex again and say, look, that was out of order. I think you should tell your boyfriend what you've done. Delete my nudes. I'm demanding that from you now. And I want proof. I want you to screen record that you are deleting them and from your recently deleted, so I can go to sleep better tonight. Do you know what I mean? I want that from you. That's what I need from you. And you're going to do that for me now. If you fucking don't, I'm going to tell your boyfriend. No, let's not threaten anyone. Let's not threaten anyone. But yeah, I think, look, you maybe what you should do, this is maybe a good idea. We ask for the screen record proof that the nudes have been deleted and from the recently deleted. And then we say, look, I'm not going to force you in what to do here, but I genuinely think you need to tell your boyfriend. I don't think it should come from me. I think we both agree this was a mistake. And if you want your relationship to work, you need to come clean. Whatever, screenshot you saying that, so if it ever comes back to bite you, you can show his boyfriend proof. Look, I told him to tell you. I told him it was awful. I told him that's what he should do, and I told him I never want to speak to him again. This is the proof. So you can sort of clear your name if it ever does come back and bite you in the ass. That would maybe be a good idea. But yeah, I love you. Don't worry. People make mistakes. We got to forgive ourselves for these things. And yeah, just stay out of the ex's drama and life. And, you know, you said he wasn't a very nice boy. So, you know, we don't want that, babe. We really don't want that. So yeah. All right. Love you. Love you so much. Keep me updated. Whatever you decide to do. I got your back, darling. And yeah, love you. Good luck, baby. Bye. Okay, next dilemma. Hi, Leah. I've listened to your podcast for a while and was hoping you could help me out with a dilemma I've been stuck in for years. Okay. Basically, I really like this boy and I know he feels the same. However, he's best mates with my ex and another boy who I've seen before. We're keeping it close. Me and my ex dated a few years ago and are not interested in each other at all, or even on speaking terms, and it was just a one-time hookup with the other one of his friends. Both of these were quite a while ago, and I'd love to pursue things with the guy I like, but he's too loyal to his friends, even though they wouldn't care. Me and this boy still talk all the time, and I've recently met one-on-one. It's always flirty, but whenever it gets to actually doing something about it, he backs out because of his friends. It's great having him as a close friend, but I can tell we both want it more. Want it to be more deep down. And it's getting to the point where I'm not sure if I can keep being friends with him because I like him so much. I've actually kissed him before about a year ago and he admitted he had feelings for me. Fantastic. I was going to talk to my ex about it, but he never did. And it resulted in us not talking anymore because it couldn't go anywhere. Okay. We have tried to stay away from each other and move on, but always keep on coming back to each other. And I feel like it must mean something, as this has been a repeated cycle for about 3 years. I've tried saying we should just start seeing each other and my ex wouldn't care. And he says he would, but it's the principle of it. Okay. I respect what he's saying because he's been a loyal friend, but his friends don't even treat him that good. I want him to come to this realization himself, but I feel like I'll be waiting a while and I don't want to wait for someone. However, I also can't seem to let him go while still being close to him as a friend. I just don't get why he talks to me so much but won't take it further. It's like he doesn't want me but can't stay away. Yeah, I know, that's the vibe I'm getting at the moment. He tells me about girls he talks to sometimes as well. Okay, well, let's put a stop to that. okay? Which I think is to make me jealous, and it upsets me to think he can move on to someone else. Please help me out and let me know what I should do, as it's been on my mind a lot and I've developed some deep feelings for him. Lots of love. Okay. Listen, this is tricky. I can't work this out because, like you, part of me is thinking, well, you obviously fancy me and you enjoy the forbidden fruit feeling of this, and you enjoy the push-pull that we've got going on. You're enjoying that, but you don't want to be with me. And maybe the only reason you like whatever it is that we have going on is the naughtiness about it. Maybe that's the only reason you're really that into it and you keep coming back to me. Because at the end of the day, my cards are on the table. You know I want to give this a go. We've basically discussed the fact that my ex wouldn't give a shit. And you've been on and off with this guy for 3 years, which means you and your ex broke up at least 3 years ago, which is a long time. So it's either that, or maybe he is just somebody who has such a guilty conscience about that. Maybe he's just like, I'm just morally can't get past it. I just can't, you know. Maybe it's about the fact that you've had sex with two of his friends and he doesn't want to be in a relationship with someone where two of his friends can say, I banged her. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it's that. You know, men and their ego is an interesting thing. I'm just throwing out options here. But it could also just be he's not really that into it. Or it could also be that he doesn't want a relationship. Or it could be that he's intimidated by his friend and he doesn't want to have that conversation because he's a bit scared. But what I think you can do is go for a chat with him and say, look, I'm going to lay it out right now. You know I like you. You know I want to give this a go. It has been years since me and my ex broke up. You can be honest here and say, you know yourself, there's no feelings there. Just say it. Just admit it. You know there's nothing going on between me and my ex, not even thoughts or feelings. Just admit it. You know it. You can see it. You can feel it. Right? Okay, great. You know with your other friend, we just hooked up and it's nothing. You know that, right? So ask him, be honest with me, and just tell me the reason you're stringing me along all these years and never actually giving me any commitment. Just tell me the reason. And if he turns around and he's like, it is my friends, it is that thing, it doesn't morally feel right, whatever, say to him, okay, well then in that case, we've got two choices here. We fuck this off and we say, not, you know, never again. Let's leave it here. We're not doing this anymore. Don't come back to me and I won't come back to you. And we are closing the door. Fully closing it, locking it, padlocking it, throwing away the key. Or we're going to make a decision together to go to my ex, have a chat, you do it, we'll do it together, whatever you'd rather do, and put it to him and say, look, his mate probably fucking knows that you've had this thing going on for 3 years. He probably knows. But even if he doesn't, go to his friend and say, look, me and Becky, we've got this thing. We've had it going on for 3 years. We like each other, okay? As your mate, I need a green light from you that you're cool with us giving this a go. And if your answer is absolutely not, I respect it and we will not go there. If you're all right with it, then we will. See how that conversation goes and then go from there. You're either going to close the door, padlock it, or we're going to give it a go. And it depends on what your ex has to say. You're pretty confident he's going to be like, yeah, sweet, whatever, crack on. So that's fine. But I think we need to get to a point now. It's been 3 fucking years. We cannot waste any more time in this situation. We say, look, you're either going to have to go and talk to my ex about wanting to take this further with me, or be fucking honest and tell me you don't want to, and we will shut the door, close the fucking book. You know, have a bit of like, respect me enough to just be brutally honest with me here, you know, respectfully, like, just tell me, just let me know what if you want to do this or not. We're gonna come to a conclusion right here, right now. Do you want to do this or not? And if the answer is no, perfect, thank you for the closure. I can finally fucking move on. Yes, it hurts, but it's closure. I can move on from this. I can stop wasting my energy on this situation with these half-assed answers. Oh yeah, I would. You know, I really like you. I do have feelings for you, but it just don't feel right because my mate. I'm going to talk to him. No, I haven't spoke to him. Oh yeah, no, I'm seeing this other girl. Stop fucking with me at this point. You're either going to talk to my friend, talk to my ex, your friend, about wanting to take this further with me, or we're going to be fucking honest with each other and you're going to tell me you don't want to. And I can accept that. I'm a big girl. I'm not going to lose sleep. You are. Let's be real. It's gonna hurt us. It's going to upset us. But we're going to say, look, I'm a big girl. Just fucking tell me. I've had enough at this point. It's been 3 fucking years. I have a bit of respect. Just tell me. Just tell me where I stand. I can deal with it. And then he'll say, yeah, all right, fine. I don't want to take it further with you. And then we'll go, okay, if you can sit here with your chest and say you mean that, I will take that as Bible and we're done. We could be friends now. But no flirting, no texting inappropriately, no talking to me that you've got feelings for me. And also, respectfully, don't talk to me about the girls that you're seeing. Do you know? So yeah, that's what I think, babe. That's what I think, girly. I love you. Good luck. Keep us all updated with that one. All right. Love you guys. Thank you so much for sending in your dilemmas. Let's wrap up the episode. Stay for the outro. Okay, everybody. If you stayed for the outro, you're my best friends in the whole wide world. I love you and appreciate you so, so much. What are you guys getting up to this week? I have quite a slow week planned. Also, you guys remember the psychic reading I was going to have? I think it was last week. It got postponed, so it has been moved to like later in the month, but I honestly cannot wait to keep you all, I mean to update you all on that and tell you how it went. I'm so nervous for it though. He's told me to like write a letter to spirit before the reading, which is kind of fun. I'm excited to do that. Oh, I've got goosebumps then. Oh, I've got goosebumps all from my body. Oh, excited but I'm nervous. But yeah, whatever you guys are getting up to this week, I hope you all have an amazing week. Let me know what episode you'd like on Friday, what you're feeling, what you're fancying. Send me a message on Instagram. Let's have a little catch up. Let's have a chat in the DMs. All right guys, have an amazing week, whatever it is that you're doing, and I will speak to you on Friday for a brand new episode. All right, I love you.